so let's start our day with a prayer.
Yes.
Dear God, thank you for this day. God, thank you for the food. And please be with us today and help us as we think about Gideon and help us to imagine him and the situation and to believe in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Right, so it's Judges chapter 6. The children of Israel, so they were children as well, the children of Israel did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh. When you read about Yahweh, what's another way of saying Yahweh? Who's Yahweh? They did evil in the sight of...
God.
Good boy, Daniel. God, yeah. You see, God's got a name, and it's Yahweh. The children of Israel did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and Yahweh delivered them into the hand of Midian, that was their big enemies next door, for 7 years. The hand of Israel prevailed against Israel, and because of Midian, the Israelites made themselves dens in the mountains, the caves and the strongholds. Now, remember when we were reading about the time of Joshua, if they had driven out all those tribes, as God said, they wouldn't have had this problem later on. But now, they're hiding themselves in their own land because they haven't been obedient to God in the past. So when you do something wrong, when you're not obedient to God, it all comes back and makes problems in the future. So when Israel had sown their seed, the Midianites, the Amalekites, and the people of the east came up against them, and they encamped against them and destroyed the crops as far as Gaza, and left no food in Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkey. So they had no donkeys, no sheep, no ox, no meat to eat, and no animals to help them, and also no food, because these Midianites had destroyed everything. The Midianites came with their animals and their tents. They came up like locusts for multitude, both they and their camels are without number, and they came into the land to destroy it. Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the children of Israel cried to Yahweh. That's what happens. People live just how they want to, and then there's a problem. And then, oh God, where are you? Now we should be with the Lord all the time. Well, when the Israelites cried to Yahweh because of Midian, Yahweh sent a prophet to them, and he said to them, thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you out of slavery, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all who oppressed you, drove them out from before you and gave you their land. I said to you, I am Yahweh your God. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not listened to my voice. So they wanted to worship God and also have their idols. You can't have both. The angel of Yahweh came and sat under the oak tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. The angel of Yahweh appeared to him. Now, have angels got wings?
No.
That's right. The angel of Yahweh appeared to him and said, Yahweh is with you, you mighty man of valor, you strong soldier, you mighty warrior. Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if Yahweh is with us, why then has all this happened to us? He thought, if God's with you, you won't have problems like we've got. But that's not the case. God can be with you like he was with Jesus, but you still suffer and have problems. Where are all his wonderful works which our fathers told us of, saying, didn't Yahweh bring us up from Egypt? Saying, in the Bible times, didn't God do miracles all the time? Where are all the miracles today? Well, now he said Yahweh has left us and delivered us into the hand of Midian. Now sometimes it seems that because God doesn't work with us like he did in Bible times, that he's not around. But that's not the same, that's not the case. He is with us. Yahweh looked at him and said, go in the strength of this one and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Haven't I sent you? So there was Gideon. He felt so weak, just like you might feel that you're little and weak. But God will use you, just as God used Gideon, although he thought that I'm not a strong man. And God said, you are a strong man. He said, no, I'm not. But he was. He said to him, O Lord, how can I save Israel? My family is the poorest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Yahweh said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man. Gideon said to him, if now I have found grace in your eyes, then show me a sign that it is really you who talk with me. Please don't go away until I come to you and bring out my present and put it before you. He said, I will wait until you come back. You see, Gideon had all these questions. He needed signs. He found it hard to just believe that really God wants to use me. And it's the same with us. God wants to use us, but we feel we're so little. We feel we're so weak. But God really does want us. He really is there. God is there. And Jesus is real. And he really wants to use us. So, Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened cakes of an ephah of meal. Got them together really quickly. He put the meat in a basket and he put the soup in a pot and brought it out to him under the oak and presented it. The angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened cakes and lay them on this rock and pour out the soup. And he did so. Then the angel of Yahweh stretched out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes, and fire went up out of the rock and burnt up the meat and the unleavened cakes. And the angel of Yahweh departed out of his sight. Gideon saw that he was the angel of Yahweh, and Gideon said, alas, Lord Yahweh, I have seen the angel of Yahweh face to face. Yahweh said to him, peace, don't be afraid, you will not die. Then Gideon built an altar there to Yahweh and called it Yahweh is Peace. To this day it is still in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. That's rather like Isaiah. He felt like that. He said, oh, I'm such a bad person, I'm such a sinner, and I've seen an angel of God. So it's good to realize where we've done wrong. It's good to realize that we're sinners and that we haven't always done the right thing. The same night, Yahweh said to Gideon, take your father's bull, the second bull, 7 years old. So you see, God knows exactly how many bulls they had on their little farm, and he knew exactly how old this bull was. So God knows absolutely everything. He knows what color your top is. He knows my shirt. He knows absolutely everything, every little detail. So take your father's bull, the second bull, 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the Asherah that is by it. That was like a tree that they used to worship. So God not only knew how many bulls they had on the farm and how old they were, he knew that they had an altar of Baal. God said, build an altar to Yahweh your God on the top of this stronghold in the proper way, and take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah which you cut down. Well, this was a pretty big thing to ask. So then Gideon came from a family that, although they said they were the people of God, they worshipped Baal. And that's really difficult when there's people that are close to you, maybe people at school or your family or friends, who don't believe. And it's really hard to be separate. Well, this is a pretty big thing to ask Gideon to do. Then Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as Yahweh had spoken to him. And because he feared his father's family and the men of the city, he couldn't do it by day, so he did it by night. When the men of the city got up early in the morning, the altar of Baal was broken down and the Asherah pole was cut down that was by it. And the second bull had been offered on the altar that was built. They said one to another, who has done this? When they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, son of Joash, has done this. Then the men of the city said to Joash, bring out your son that he may die, because he's broken down the altar of Baal, and because he's cut down the Asherah pole that was by it. Joash said to all who stood against him, will you argue for Baal, or will you save him? He who will argue for him, let him be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him argue for himself, because someone has broken down his altar. So on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal contend against him, because he has broken down his altar. So you see that if you act in faith, the results are surprising. Because Gideon must have thought, oh, my dad he'll always believe in Baal. He's going to be so mad with me if I break down his altar.
That means you're not leaving anymore. Mummy said that.
And so when he had the faith to do it, to break it down, then his dad, his daddy, responded quite surprisingly. He thought, oh, he's going to be so angry with me. Gideon thought, my daddy's going to be so angry with me because I broke down his altar to Baal. And then in the morning, he must have think, oh, here he comes, here he starts. He says, no, if Baal's really a god, he will stand up and argue for himself. So, if you really believe, you'll find that everything works out all right in the end. Have you got any questions about Gideon? What do you think the next bit's going to be?
Joshua.
No, I mean the next bit about Gideon. What else do you know about Gideon?
Joshua. J-pop.
Gideon and his...
Men.
Gideon and his men. And there was another bit, wasn't there, about Gideon and...
Gideon and the... Joshua.
What did he put out at night on the ground, on the grass? A fleece.
What's
so we'll have that next time. We'll have that.